Hey guys, Andrew here. I wanted to discuss one big red flag to look out for, and this will be a good way to assess her level of accountability, her mindset, and how she can deal with this, or how she looks forward to dealing with this, perhaps. So, when you hear how she handled relationships in the past or her exes, if you hear anything that says he was abusive, emotionally toxic, manipulative, controlling, trust issues, whatever, especially insecure, find a new girl. This is usually a way that women will present this to dodge accountability moving forward. Because how many girls are going to go out saying that their ex was a great guy, but didn't work out in the end? That's because the solution to finding out what Z or X was likely them. They were the factor in that equation, right? But that's not to say that there aren't bad guys out there, okay? That's not to say that at all. There are bad guys out there. There are guys who mishandle the whole situation. There are guys who do that. Yet, after hearing this so many times, and after having been in that position myself, being labeled the bad guy, being labeled the villain, being told that he's really bad for you, right? Like having seen that, those messages come through, and how seeing how a woman portrays that, it's a tactic of manipulation that women utilize, okay? They even will likely present it initially in this way so that you don't even think about coming down strong on your boundaries. So from my experience, when a girl is asking for exclusivity or wants to be exclusive, wants that level of reassurance, cool. There's rules, there's standards, there's boundaries, there's expectations I have from you for being my woman. Every guy has to do that. And every good guy, every actual guy that knows their worth is going to have those things. Typically, what it ends up having been was a girl who wasn't ready to deal with those things. So she likely had a good guy, and he likely did have rules. He likely wanted transparency. He likely wanted to know her location. He wanted to know who she's talking to. He wants to know if, hey, you're on social media with such and such network, then I think you should be posting us. Because if you're not, then honestly, it's 2024. Dating happens more on social media now than it does on actual dating apps. So it's not crazy to ask for those things, but hear me out, because what you're going to get is a lot of pushback. A girl will not want to give up her sense of freedom. She doesn't want to give up her sense of singlehood and do whatever the hell she wants while in a relationship. She would like to continue doing whatever the hell she wants while being in a relationship. But you can't let that happen, okay? If that's the case, you just don't commit. You don't become exclusive. My rule now, at this point, having gone through this, is I'm going to mention it once or twice in the beginning, set the expectation. If it comes down to there is some sincerity and wanting that this relationship to go to the next level, to be exclusive, then those things need to happen. You need to be posting us or get rid of social media. Okay, I want your location. I want to know who you're talking to. I want transparency. Definitely no hiding your phone. Absolutely fucking not. All right, if that is what likely led to being labeled manipulative, controlling, trust issues, guys, don't commit. Don't go through with it. All right, find yourself a new girl, either a girl who's less experienced because now you can coach her and kind of guide her through this process towards you, or you find a girl who has come full circle and understands that, and she has that emotional intelligence, she's developed that part of her mind, but she understands where you're coming from. Cool. That's pretty much it. That is honestly the biggest part here. The only other thing I would maybe like to touch on is look, there is one level of concern when approaching this, because there are relationships that go south and girls make mistakes when selecting their partner. So have grace when unearthing this, when unpacking this and finding this stuff out. have grace, but what happens when you find out also her girlfriends, likely her single friends, have also gone through this situation where they've gone labeling their exes as such and such? Who is it that she's going to be talking to when a hiccup comes up in your relationship? It's her single friends. It's her girlfriends. And they're going to be the ones in her ear telling her, he's not for you. He's controlling. He's got trust issues. He's being insecure. He's being manipulative and all this other crap. If that's the case, then you know what it is now. All right. You know what it is. You don't commit. At this point, though, once or twice in the beginning, set the expectation right. She's still vying for it. She's still getting the benefits. There's a rhythm to seeing her. Once, twice, three times max. You don't push for it. You don't ask for it. You don't force it to happen. But if it doesn't happen, then you move on. In terms of you put that notch in your mind and you bring it down to where it is, which is you're not in an exclusive relationship. Okay? She wants to think differently. She wants to do whatever it is that she still feels like she's in a relationship without actually being in a relationship, without submitting to your boundaries, your rules, then that's on her. It's on her. But good guys don't typically not have a game plan like this, and girls will finesse the crap out of it just so that they can maximize their level of options while still getting all the benefits from you in a relationship. There it is, baby. All right, done.